see each one of you here this morning.
很高兴今天早上又见到大家。
We're glad to see Su Lin back.
很高兴看到舒琳回来了。
And she's brought her mother.
然后还把她的妈妈一起带来。
Did you ever come from China, from either China or Taiwan, and took you 3 days?
你有没有曾经说从中国或者是台湾回到美国，花了三天整的时间
？It took Su Lin 3 days to get here.
她在路上一共花了三天。
Every plane, I think it was, something was wrong with it.
每一程就是这个坐的飞机。
It was delayed, and finally it was stopped, and there they were.
每一程都出问题，要不然就是晚点，要不然就是彻底取消。
So we're happy to have her here.
所以她很艰难地回到这里，我们很高兴地欢迎她，然后是完整无缺地回来的。
This morning I want to talk to you about the preparation for the kingdom.
我今天早上要跟大家讲是预备天国的来到。
The wonderful thing about God and His Word.Is that it is very, what shall I say? It is very planned. It is there, and as we seek it out, as he said, we will find some very beautiful preparations that God made for different things to happen.
神和他的话语的奇妙之处就在于，就是他已经把一切都预备好了，都已经放在那儿了。如果我们愿意去学习去预备的话，我们可以看到他已经准备好的计划。
You see, God, when He in the Old Testament,
那在旧约的时候
I can't go through a lot of it, but God, what He wanted of the Jews.
我今天当然不可能讲得很详细，但是那个时候
And you can read it very plainly as you go through.
如果你看旧约的话，你能看到神对这个以色列人的期盼
He wanted them to be an example for all nations.
他所想要的是让犹太人成为所有其他民族的榜样
So you have to realize that after the flood.Almost, well, all the nations except those that seem to be connected with the family of Seth became pagans. They worshipped other gods.
那如果你仔细去读，在挪亚洪水以后，就是从闪那一支，除了从闪那一支出来的这些民族以外，其他的所有民族都变成了这个拜偶像的外邦人。
And so we see that the Israelites were chosen by God for a particular thing.
那所以我们就发现说这个神选择犹太人是有一个特别的目的的。
He chose them to be an example to all those other nations.
他选择他们就是为了让他们能够成为其他民族的榜样。
He tells them, listen, if you will obey me and you will follow my commandments, I will make you a great powerful nation.
所以神对他们说，如果你们遵守我的命令，听我的话的话，我就能让你们成为一个非常强大的国家和民族。
He gave promises to them.
他对他们有了这样的应许。
But as we read the history of Israel, we recognize that they never were quite able to do that except during David's time.
可是当我们读到犹太人的历史的时候，我们发现他们很多时候是不能够按照神的说法去做的，除了在大概大卫做王的那一段时间以外。
David truly loved God.
因为大卫是真的真心的爱神。
He was a man after God's own heart.
圣经上说他是这个寻求神心意的人。
In his young life, praise was part of his.Just part of him.
他从很小的时候就心里对神充满了赞美。
And with all the failures that he had, God said, I'm going to promise you, because of David, you will someday inherit the earth.
那虽然大卫也不是完人，他也犯了很多错，但是神仍然应许说，借着大卫，他要让这一个民族能够承受这个。
And that's why we have the millennial.
这也是为什么我们有这个迁徙。
When Israel shall rule the earth.
就是圣经后来讲到有一个迁徙年，那个时候犹太国是要统治全世界的。
But God prepared for this.
但是
for the very foundations of the earth.
神是在创世以先就预备了这样的计划。
And we see that at that very foundation of the earth, Christ was there.
而在这个时候耶稣基督已经在那里了。
And the plan of salvation for all mankind was set out.
所以那个时候这个对全人类的这个救恩的计划就已经形成了。
And so we see then that Jesus was the one in the third chapter of Genesis, we see the first implications of him.
所以如果你去读圣经的话，就会发现在创世纪的第三章就已经开始提到了耶稣。
And that's where God lets Satan know there's one coming that will one day crush your head.
就在那个时候，神就对蛇，对魔鬼说，将来会有一位来到，然后他要打碎你的头。
And now he has come.
而他已经来了。
Born as a babe in Bethlehem.
他在伯利恒以一个这个婴儿的身份出生。
Grew up as a young man.
然后从小慢慢的长大。
We only meet him once during that time.
那在他这个童年的时期，我们只有一个关于他的故事。
But later in his early 30s, we see he steps out for a purpose.
然后当他30多岁的时候，他就开始一个公开的这个
For now, it's time to prepare the people for the kingdom.
因为那个时候他要出来预备神的百姓，预备迎接天国的降临。
You look in Matthew chapter 3.
如果你打开马太福音第三章的话
And if you can follow me, it'll be good for you.
如果你能看一下马太福音第三章
This is a beautiful event.
这是一个很奇妙的事情
We see John now as he's taken his ministry of crying out repentance and then baptizing.
那我们在这里看到施洗约翰出来开始他的服事他就要就是向人呼喊说悔改然后预备天国的来临
So one day he was out doing his ministry.
那所以有一天他 也正在外面跟很多人讲
When he saw,The Son of God.
那这个时候他看到了人子。
Now I remember he was his cousin.
那你记得啊，这个约翰是这个耶稣的表兄。
Was a stranger to John the Baptist.
所以对他来说，他们是亲戚，是认识的，不是陌生人。
So we see then that God gave John a revelation.
可是就在这个时候神给了施洗约翰一个启示
He may have played with him as a boy.
那可能小的时候他们还一起玩过
They may have eaten many feast times together, particularly in there in Jerusalem.
那特别是他们都在耶路撒冷然后有这个宴席的时候可能还在一起吃过饭
But suddenly John said, this is the Son of God.
可是就在那个时候神启示施洗约翰让他认出来说耶稣就是神的儿子
When Jesus came,The 13th to the 15th verse. Then came Jesus from Galilee to Jordan and John to be baptized of him.
那如果你看第三章十三节讲到，当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。
But John forbid him.
可是约翰就不干了。
He said, "I have need to be baptized from thee."
他说你反了，应该是我受你的洗。
You're coming to me to baptize you?
怎么能说让我来给你施洗呢？
Jesus said to him, "Suffer it to be now, right now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness."
耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
Now baptism was not a custom of the Jewish people.
那对于当时的犹太人来说，受洗并不是一个惯有的习惯。
A type of baptism was for the priests.
那个时候的他们的受洗很多时候是为了祭司的。
And when they went through that cleansing, they always had to go through the cleansing of washing before they could ever go in to a sacrifice.
那个时候祭司要去那个就是做祭礼拜的做祭祀的时候呢他不能就随随便便的去他一定要先洗干净所以这也是一个洁净的过程。
Now Jesus said, I must fulfill all righteousness.
那耶稣在这里说我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
First, he showed his readiness to comply with all God's righteous precepts.
所以这个时候他耶稣表达的是一个愿望就是说愿意就是按照神所规定的这些礼仪去做。
Putting a new meaning to it.
但是他同时也给这些礼节带来了一个新的意义。
Now it's us.
那从前这些只是为这个祭司所预备的这些礼仪，那现在是为每一个人所预备的。
And this is where, by his example, he ordained this baptism to the kingdom, to the church.
那所以当耶稣这样做的时候，他使得这个礼仪成了我们当中每一个人、每一个进入天国的子民的需要行的礼。
And from that time on, baptism was part.Of the sacraments or whatever we want customs of the church.
也就是从那个时候开始，洗礼成为这个教会的圣仪之一。
You see, he wanted them to know that purity and righteousness and cleanliness is the hallmark of the kingdom.
因为他要让我们知道这个圣洁、这个洁净和这个干净、纯洁是这个天国的一个特征。
Now a hallmark is something that is stamped on something to say that it's pure, it's genuine, it's really real.
好像得到一个鉴定一样，盖了戳一样，就说这个是被承认的，是洁净的。
So the very first thing he prepared to show them the kingdom was he set up this that made them recognize, listen, the kingdom is only for the pure.
所以他为天国做的第一件事情，给我们做的这个榜样，就是让我们知道说天国是为了那些心灵干净的人做准备的。
Then we go on to Matthew 4, the very first chapter.
我们看到下一章，马太福音第四章。
Then was Jesus led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
这个时候，耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
We see several things in this that he was setting up for the kingdom.
在这里，他又为我们做出了天国的榜样。
Is the fact that you can overcome the temptations of Satan.
他就在这里告诉我们，我们是可以胜过魔鬼的试探的。
But the only way is through the word of God.
但是胜过的唯一的途径是靠着神的话语。
He didn't argue with the devil. He didn't reason with the devil. He didn't debate with the devil. He gave him the word of God and the devil had to flee.
耶稣并没有跟这个魔鬼去辩论也好，去争执也好，他只是把神的话拿出来，这个魔鬼就逃跑了。
So he's setting up the fact that there is an enemy.
所以他也让我们知道。
But we as the church and as a kingdom people can overcome that enemy.
他让我们知道我们是有一个敌人的，但是作为教会，我们作为天国的子民，我们有武器可以抵挡他们。
In that same verse, or that same chapter, in the 17th verse.
那同时在第四章的十七节。
It tells us that John died. He was murdered.
这里面我们知道说这个施洗约翰。
He had been preaching the repentance.
被杀了
baptizing them.
他一直在传悔改的道，在为别人施洗。
But then it said, right, in the 12th verse, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed to Galilee. And then the 17th verse said, and from that time, Jesus began to preach and say repentance for the kingdom of God.
十二节，耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去。十七节，从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
John was just what the Bible said. He was a forerunner.
这个施洗约翰就像圣经讲的是，他是一个开路先锋。
He began to show the people sin. They began to realize these there are things that are sin.
他让人们开始明白说他们是生活在罪中的，他们需要得到洁净。
His ministry was not long.
这个施洗约翰服侍的时间并不是很长。
But it tells us that when John died, Jesus picked up the gospel of repentance.
那可是圣经告诉我们，当施洗约翰被杀以后，耶稣就开始传起道来。
Then we see in 19.
那如果看到我们看十九节
，He began to choose his disciples.
他就开始招门徒了。
He began to bring his organization, if you want to call it, together.
你可以说他开始组织自己的力量了。
And so we see now the preparation was part of the preparation was to get his disciples to begin to be able to preach the kingdom.
他开始预备他的门徒，让这些门徒也能同样传天国的道。
Because it said Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishing. And he said unto them, Follow me.And I will make you fisher of men.
那十八节，耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
Then verse 23, he began teaching the gospel of the kingdom.
二十三节，他就在
And he began his ministry of miracles.
各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
There was a time that he was to begin his miracles, and this is it.
他的这个行的神迹要有一个开始的时间，就是在这个时候。
Because he said to his mother when she wanted them to turn that water, when she wanted him to get more wine.
就在这个婚宴上的时候。
My time is not yet come.
当玛利亚想让耶稣帮助他们有更多的酒的时候，耶稣跟他说：“我的时候还没有到。”
That was not the time to gather in the kingdom.
那个时候
But now was the time.
并不是说要为天国来争取人的时候，但是这个时候是了。
And now we see from a river where John is saying repent. And now in verse 25, and there followed him a great multitude of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan.
那一开始是施洗约翰在约旦河旁边为别人施洗，那到了耶稣这里的时候，当下有许多人从加利利、底加波里、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟从他。
See his preparation for the kingdom.
我们看到他为天国所做的预备。
This is all new.
这些都是一个新的事情。
The Jews didn't even understand this.
那些犹太人懵懵懂懂的，并不是很清楚。
But Jesus brought it in, prepared it, and then he had one great opening, one grand opening.
但是耶稣有带他们进入一个新的阶段，然后为预备他们，然后就有一个这个开始的盛典。
In chapter 5,
这个就是在第五章。
You see, all the preparations were over now.
那这些预备工作都做完了。
He had baptized. He had been the example for that.
他已经受洗了，然后成了我们的榜样。
With the word of God.
然后他也经过胜过了魔鬼的试探。
He began where he was going to preach the kingdom. Little groups here, maybe larger. Began and.
然后开始预备不同的人群，然后讲天国的道。
He got his disciples that he could train them for the kingdom.
然后也招了一批门徒。
He began his miracle work.
然后他的这个也开始施神迹医治病人。
Now I have a feeling that the message of repentance wasn't what brought all those people in.
但是我有一个感觉哈，可能这些跟从他的人。
It was his power of healing.
并不是真的是为了这个天国的福音，而很多时候是为了他的能力。
Because it tells how often people came and they all surround him, they wanting healing.
他医病的能力，很多人追随他，为什么人群跟着他？因为他们都想得到医治。
So miracles was not particularly just to show that he was great or powerful.
所以耶稣行神迹的目的并不是仅仅是说表现他有能力。
It was something that brought the crowd of people together.
就是当他行神迹的时候，能够吸引人群来跟随他。
So his fame eventually brought people from all corners of Israel there.
所以他的名声越来越响，各处的人都想来跟随他。
So what happened in the fifth chapter?
那第五章又发生了什么呢？
A great multitude.
有一大群人。
Was there. He had walked up into a mountain.
他到了一个山附近。
Well, I'm sure it's not as big as some of those in Himalayas.
应该不是像喜马拉雅那么大的山。
They were not great mountains. They were not that big.Or as we know today, but he was walking up into the mountains.
我们在这里谈的不是一个高山，就是一个比较小的山。然后他耶稣看见许多人，就上了山。
He found a convenient seat where they could see him.
然后他就找到一个地方坐下来，这样大家都能看到他。
And he began to teach.
然后就开始教训他们。
And in these five, six, and seven, he put out the constitution of the kingdom.
那接下来的这个五六七三章基本上讲的就是天国的宪章。
He tells us what is expected.
他告诉我们对我们的期待是什么。
Actually, in verse 3 goes on like this.
从第三节开始。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心的人有福了。
He didn't say blessed are the poor who needs money.
他并不是说缺钱的人有福了。
He didn't say bless the poor that they can have houses.
不是说这个贫穷的人能够得到的房屋
了。Bless the poor that they won't be poor anymore.
这个他们有福并不是因为他们不再贫穷，他讲的不是这些。
Because he named the poor in spirit.
他这里面讲的那些贫乏的人是说在灵里贫乏的人。
The poor in spirit.Is those who never connect with God.
在灵里贫乏的人实际上就是不能够跟神有连接的人。
Knowing that he is and connecting with him.
不能够知道神是哪一位，而不能够跟他有所联系。
So he's saying, if you're poor in spirit, you can what you can be for theirs is the kingdom of God.
所以他当他提到这个灵里贫乏的人有福的时候，他讲的是说你可以能够跟神有
连接。You see, something happens to the poor in spirit.
也就是说，这个灵里贫乏的人是有些事情是要发生了，对他们来说。
They become adopted into the kingdom.
他们被神接纳，然后
because they recognize they need God.
被领养能到天国，因为他们意识到自己有缺乏。
And the older I get, the more I recognize if a person is going to really follow God, they learn that they need God.
我越老，我越明白说，如果一个人真心能够跟随神，那是因为他们自己知道他们缺乏，他们有需要，他们需要神。
I thank God for those who study and then recognize, but they're somewhere along the line, you must recognize you need God.
我很感谢有些人是很愿意学习很愿意追求的，但是到某一个程度你一定要自己亲身体会亲身认识到说你需要神。
Now he talks about something else that has a bit to do with being poor in spirit.
那当然他后面也讲到这个灵里缺乏的人是什么样的。
He said, blessed are those that mourn.
后面讲到说哀痛的人有福了。
Simply saying, they shall be comforted.
然后因为很简单他们会得到安慰。
Mourning is a contrition. Mourning is something that you feel deeply.
这个哀痛是一种从心里发出的一种很深的情感。
It really gets deep within you.
因为就是一个心灵深处发出的这个需求。
And he said, as you mourn, as your spirit, poor in spirit, as you mourn.
所以当讲到灵里缺乏的人当他意识到这个缺乏然后心里感到痛苦哀伤的时候
And as we know we need God, there comes a conviction, there comes a mourning in our spirit, we want him.
当我们真的心灵深处感到悲伤感到缺乏和哀痛的时候我们心里就自然而然地生出那种渴望来说我们寻求我们需要神
Then he goes to the next step.
那到下一步
He said, blessed are the meek.
温柔的人有福了。
Now those that are poor in spirit that he's talking to from the beginning, they're not meek.
那最开始讲的这些灵里缺乏的人其实并不是温柔的人。
They may not have any self-confidence.
他们也可能不是很自信。
They may be shy.
可能会比较害羞。
But meekness is something that's very much different.
但是这个温柔是不一样的。
It's a recognizing...Who we are.
这个真正温柔的人是知道自己是什么人，认识自己的人。
When you go before the Queen of England, even some of those that don't like kings and queens, they sense the royalty, they sense that. And what do? They bow.
那如果你去见英国女皇的时候，虽然你对这个君主制不以为然，但是当你真的要去见女王的时候，你也会感受到这个所谓皇家的权威，你可能很自然的就会鞠躬。
So, something has happened to this poor in spirit.
所以这个灵里缺乏的人是有一些事情要发生。
Because they recognize that and begin to hunger in their hearts.
让他当他们自己意识到自己缺乏的时候，他心里就会产生一种饥渴。
God then will do something in their lives.
那个时候，神就会在他们的生命里工作。
He forgives them for their past.
神会原谅他们的过去。
He's there to give them an inheritance forever.
而且在此时神就要让他们能够承受
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
永恒的财富然后神也说我从不离开你
And then something begins to work in our lives.
然后这个时候开始我们的生命就会有一些变化
You see, that's why the word of God said we become a new creature.
这也就是为什么神的话说
In Christ Jesus.
我们在基督里是新造的人
Because then we have a meeker spirit.
因为那个时候我们真的成为温柔的人就是说认识自己的人
We become more patient.
我们有更多的耐心
We don't get angry and resentful as much.
不那么容易生气或者怨恨
We don't have that ego and pride.
也不再有那种自我的骄傲
We call that being filled with the Spirit.
我们称之为被圣灵充满
That's what it says, meekness. When those that are meek, they're going to inherit the earth.
所以温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Now you say, what do you mean there?
什么意思？
Well, in my heart, I think he's saying that all of the years, days of your years,
我想他的意思是说，我们在世的这些年月，
I will be with you.
神应许他要和我们同在。
In your journey, a lifelong way, life's way.
就是你一生所行的道路。
And then we go on to see that after the coming of the divine spirit in our lives, there comes what? A hunger and a thirst.
当我们的心里开始承受圣灵的时候，里面就开始有饥渴慕义。
Not after finances.
这个饥渴不是对财富的饥渴，对名誉的饥渴。
But there comes a hunger and thirst for righteousness.
这个饥渴是对公义的饥渴。
And we find the righteousness of God in His Word as He teaches us and shows us many examples.
当神在慢慢教我们，给我们做榜样的时候，我们更渴望得到他的义。
And to a person that knows God,
对一个认识神的人来说，
the Word of God becomes part of their life.
神的话语成为他们生命的一部分。
Praying becomes part of their life.
祷告成为他们生命的一部分。
But there has to be a hunger and thirst.
但是在这一切发生的之前，他们心里一定要有这个对义的饥渴。
But it's almost like diabetes.
这个好像有点像糖尿病。
You know, the more a diabetic eats sweets, the more they crave.
你知道，对于糖尿病患者来说，他们吃的甜食越多，他们越想吃。
Actually, when your sugar's level and you are not, you don't even care about it.
因为当你的血糖是稳定的时候，你其实并没有那种渴望。
But he's saying that when the Spirit comes, there's going to be a hunger and thirst.
可是神的话告诉我们，当神的灵进入我们心里的时候，我们就对义有一个非常的饥渴。
Then he goes on to tell us we become merciful.We're beginning to see the attributes of God in us.
当我们，然后他继续告诉我们，那个时候我们就变成有连续人。
And he goes on to say, compassion for all living things. Not he did, but I did. Compassion for all living things, an attribute.
那个时候我们心里充满了连续，就有是神的特性。
That you're part of the kingdom of God.
这个时候实际上是我们身上开始显示天国的特征。
Merciful is actually wrapped up in love, isn't it?
这个连续人其实是从爱而生的。
We're merciful because there's something in our heart that recognizes that I got mercy.
那我们能够连续人的时候，
I must give mercy.
其实是我们的心里认识到说我们是得到连续的，我愿意把这个连续给出来给别人。
So we see that the next one, the ninth one, blessed are the, what? Pure in heart, for they shall see God.
第八节，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
And we see this is a sixth step, the purity of heart.
这里面已经是第六步了，就是你的心是纯净的。
As we mature, as we see, God begins to fill our lives with these characteristics.
所以当我们开始一步一步成长的时候，神就开始把我们的让我们的内心充满了更多的他的品格。
So we understand then that our heart must be pure. We live lives that are pure physically, morally, and mentally.
那所以这个时候我们就意识到，我们也需要有一个纯净的生活，一个清洁的心，不管是从思想上、身体上，还是灵里的。
That's not me. That's not the church.
我不是这样的。
From the first part of Genesis all the way to Revelation,
教会也不是这样。如果你去读圣经，从创世纪一直到启示录，
has many times perverted God's word.
人真的是败坏了神的话语。
They get it maybe to please the crowd.
他有的时候会稍微的这个扭曲一下，然后为了得到大众的欢心。
Many times they get something because they see, well, man can't do this, so God doesn't mean this.
那有的时候他们就会这个把神的话语稍微改变一下，因为这样的话能让人更高兴，更愿意。
There's one thing that I know is that God means what He says.
但是有一件事情我很肯定，神说的话语必要成就。
And if you don't believe that, read Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel.
如果你不相信的话，你去读以赛亚、耶利米和以西结书。
So we understand then that the pure in heart, they're the ones that are. That's what it meant. Pure in heart.
所以我们看到这些清心的人有福了。
Then he goes on to the peacemaker.
然后下一个就讲到使人和睦的人。
So you see, he begins to distinguish the characteristics of those that are in the kingdom. That's part of the kingdom.
所以慢慢的，我们就能看到，就是说属于天国的人身上有一些特质。
He talks about being hungry for the word for God.
讲到饥渴慕义。
Talks about us being a meek person.
讲到温柔。
He talks about us being one that is merciful.
讲到连续人。
He talks about one that's pure.
讲到清心。
Pure in their heart. That's in their thinking. You know, that's why the devil brings such thoughts to your heart.
这个清新也就是说在我们的思想上也是清洁的，这也是为什么
I know he brings thoughts to your heart that you never even thought you think of.
魔鬼常常在思想上攻击我们，有的时候我们那些心里的念头我们自己都想不到说我会这样想。
But this is where where God purifies our heart and we keep it pure.
可是神要来清洁我们的心，我们也要使它保持清洁。
Then we go on to see this. He's telling us, he said, blessed are the peacemakers.
然后是说使人和睦的人有福了。
We see here that because they shall be called the children of God.
这里说因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Now all of these are wonderful, but I got to thinking, called the children of God. Children resembles their parents.
什么意思呢？为什么说是称为神的儿子呢？因为作为子女，他们都很多时候很像父母。
She looks just like her father.
我们常常会说，你看他跟他爸多像。
He walks like his father.
连走路的姿势都一样。
Why? Because he resembles.
为什么？因为他们相像。
And I guess if there's something God wants us to see is, as a peacemaker, you look like me.
所以神让我们知道说，当我们使人和睦的时候，我们就跟神相像了。
Peacemaking isn't always easy.
使人和睦并不容易。
I remember when I was teaching in the inner city of Baltimore.
我记得我从前在巴尔的摩的这个城市中心教书的时候。
Our school had a fire and we were in another school.
那我们学校失火了，所以我们就转到另外一个学校。那个学校所在的社区很不好。
And I remember going out on the playground. I don't know if they were getting ready to leave or what it was, but there was a whole group of people there.
我还记得有一次在那个游戏场上，当时有好多的小孩子都在。
And there were two little girls fighting like lions.
那个时候有两个小女孩正在打架，就打得很激烈。
Well, Sister Schwartz with authority, big old Sister Schwartz went out there, took one, took the other, and they turned on me.
那个时候我是老师，所以我要这个实行措施，我就把他们分开。结果这两个人都开始跟我打。
I'm trying to be a peacemaker, they're trying.
那我是去调解的，结果他们都来找我的麻烦。
So sometimes you feel that
way, don't you? 所以有的时候你是。人和睦，结果好像惹祸上身。
But if you really want to accept, if you really want to be like God, don't be a troublemaker.
但是如果你真想
peacemaker,
像神那样，就不要制造麻烦，要做那个使人和睦的人。
I had a wonderful grandma. I loved her to pieces.
我很喜欢我的
祖母。She was so kind to me.
她对我特别好。
And she was a wonderful mother, great cook. She was a good woman.
她特别好，然后做饭也做得特别好吃。
But she had a bad habit.
但她有一个坏毛病。
Sometimes she would say this one to one of the children.
那她对其中一个孩子就会这么说。
About the other one.
然后可能是说另外一个孩子的坏话。
And before long, there was sort of a coolness, you know.
然后就有点像在中间挑拨，结果这两个孩子关系就开始不好了。
And it caused trouble sometimes.
然后有的时候这个就会产生问题。
You see, that's what a troublemaker is.
所以这个挑拨离间就是有点这个意思。
I'm afraid some of us have been troublemakers.
那我在想说，我们中间有没有这样的人
？But what God wants to see is a peacemaker.
可是神要我们做的是使人和睦的人。
So we see then, He's telling us these are the things that are of the children, the characteristics of the children of the kingdom.
所以我们看到说这些就是属于天国的子民的特质。
He pops in with something toward the end.
那到后面他又耶稣又说了一些其他的事情。
He said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
你人若因哦为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And then in 11 and 12, he goes on to say, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you." and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. They're going to persecute you.
11节到12节，人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们。
Now he's been telling us about the characteristics, how what we must do to enter kingdom, about the characteristics of those of the kingdom, and now he's warning them of something.
那前面神耶稣一直在给我们讲说这个承受天国的人的特性是什么，但在这里他开始警告我们了。
The Jews had a feeling that the Messiah comes, he's going to be a soldier type.He's going to bring real redemption, where he's going to destroy the nations or defeat them, and Israel's going to be great again.
因为那个时候犹太人有一个观念，当弥赛亚来的时候，他是一个革命领袖，他会带领他们推翻这个压迫他们的政权，然后那个赢得全世界。
But you see, they got mixed up about the suffering Messiah and the conquering Messiah.
但是他们不能理解这个受苦的弥赛亚和这个得胜的弥赛亚之间是怎么联系的。
But Jesus warns those in the kingdom.
但是耶稣就是警告那些要进入天国的人。
You're going to have hard times.
你们的日子并没有那么好过的。
You're going to be laughed at. You're going to be sneered at. People may not like you.
会嘲笑你，不喜欢你。
They may even kill you.
甚至会杀害。
And we see how true that's been down through the ages.
那历世历代以来，我们都看到这些已经实现了。
But he wants us to remember, if we find ourselves in that terrible situation.
但是他提醒我们，当我们发现自己处在这样的境况当中的时候。
He said, "Now theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
他说你们有福了，你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Now I know this sounds gruesome.
这个好像听上去挺。
But many times when they kill them, they cut their head off or they shoot them or whatever, very quickly.
有的时候是砍头，有的时候是枪杀，死是很快就来的。
And then they open their eyes up.
但是当他们眼睛看能够看见的时候，他们看到的是，当他们再睁开眼睛的时候，他们看到的是天堂。
This is the power and this is the kingdom of God.
这就是神的天国，是神的能力。
My kingdom's not like this world.
因为神说他的天国跟这个世界是不一样的。
Altogether different.
是完全不同的。
And it goes on then further to say, you're going to be the light of the world.
然后耶稣又说，你们要成为世上的光。
You can be the salt of the earth.
成为世上的盐。
You can bring men to hunger and thirst after the gospel.
你们会让
by your very lives.
你们的生活活在人的面前的时候，会让他们饥渴慕义。
And your testimony.
你就是我的见证。
When it's very dark.
当在周围一片黑暗的时候，
you can be a light.
你可以成为他们的光。
Something that can draw men to Jesus.
能让人愿意走向耶稣。
Not to our personality.
不是我们自己的个性有多可爱
not our gushy love sometimes,
也不是我们好像对人多好
but draw them to Jesus.
我们吸引人是要把他们吸引到耶稣面前来
This was a preparation of the kingdom.
这就是为天国的预备
He's telling us what the constitution, the preamble to the kingdom.
他告诉我们天国的宪法是什么这个国歌是什么
And he's finally sayingBut you will be the light of the world.
他最后说你们要成为
salt of the earth.
世上的盐和世上的光。
If there's ever been a time we needed light in this world, it's today.
如果说这个世界需要光的话，那就是现在。
Many times there were nations that were very evil. Eventually, they were destroyed.
那我们看纵观历史，我们可以看到很多国家他们很邪恶，然后到最后终于灭亡。
But now we see the darkness everywhere.
但是我们现在看到的是一个普世的黑暗。
If you knew and I knew, our hair would stand on edge.
如果我们真的是所有的信息都了解的话，你可能会汗毛倒竖的。
But all he's saying is, I want you to be light.
但是耶稣告诉我们说
，By the characteristics that I'm going to give you, I want you to be light.
我们要借着他给我们的品格，成为世上的光。
He talks about the fruit.
他讲到圣灵的果子。
This is what I want you to have. I put the seed in you, and it begins to mature in your life.
他把种子种在我们的心里，他希望我们能够在里面成熟长大，能够为他结果子。
Enjoy your baby life in Christ, but don't stay there.
你可能是在耶稣里，在基督里是新生儿，但是不要不要就是停留在那里。
As you begin to obey God and begin to grow, you'll begin to mature.
当你慢慢的听神的话，慢慢的做行出来的时候，你就能够开始成熟。
You know, not many children have the fruits of the Spirit.
你知道，不是所有神的孩子都有这个圣灵的果子的。
Oh, some of them are sweet.
或者甚至这个果子不是什么好果子。
But when they want to be different, they're different.
但是当他们愿意有所不同的时候，他们可以做到。
But in the kingdom, as he put those few seeds of fruit in us.We begin to mature.
但是作为天国的子民，当作为神的孩子的时候，神把那个种子住在我们的心里，我们就要开始变得成熟。
It takes many years of obedience to become more and more.
可能需要很多年，需要很长时间的顺服。
But you see, you have this in your heart.
但是你知道这个已经在你心里了。
You recognize you were poor in spirit. You were empty.
你要首先知道自己是灵里贫乏的人。
And you recognize what he did.In your life.
然后你意识到他能为你所做的。
You know it's wonderful to be in the kingdom.
你知道在神的天国是一件非常奇妙美好的事情。
We're not second-rate citizens.
我们不是二等公民。
As God said, we're the light of the world.
神说我们是世上的光。
We should not be proud, but we should stand tall.
我们不是自傲，但是我们可以挺直
，standing for what we believe.
胸膛，我们可以。
It's we're coming to a day you're going to have to make choices.
堂堂正正的相信我们所相信的，因为有会有那么一天你需要做一个选择。
So let us strive, let us live, let us obey God, and allow Him to make us light to this world.
让我们尽力过自己的生活，听从神的话，然后让他使我们能够成为这世上的光。
Shall we bow our heads?
我们一起低头。
Heavenly Father,
天父
we know in ourselves we are not capable.
我们心里知道我们不能
nor able,
也没有这个能力
to do this in ourselves.
没有可能自己做这些事情
We have the bend of sin in us.
我们心里还存着罪
but we know that you can change us.
但是我们知道你可以改变我们
you can take us from a sinner to a saint.
你可以把我们从罪人变成圣人
in you, not in us, in you, and in your power, and in your word, and our obedience.
能力不在我们里面，是在你的能力，在你的话语里面，靠着我们的顺服。
We can become light to this world.
我们可以为你成为这世上的光。
I'm praying, Lord, that you will make us lights.
主，我在这里祷告，求你让我们能够成为光。
That we will know you, that we will obey you.
让我们能够认识你，听从你。
And that we will be like you.
让我们能够更像你。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.